the Prince of Darkness himself, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, the one and only. Thank you very much, sir, for taking the time to talk to me today.
Hi, buddy. You're welcome.
First of all, congratulations on your new album, doing very well. It's classic Ozzy. You're back to
your... We just got nominated for a Grammy for the live, I don't know, a live performance I got. We got nominated for a Grammy for that song.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on
that,
too.
Thank you very much. It was a total surprise. I mean, you know, total.
Describe your new album. Describe, especially, how
does
it differ
now? It's kind of like, I always try and do something, let me just explain one thing. Being Ozzy Osbourne is great. But if you go very too far to the left or the right with the music, people go, "What's he doing now?" You know.
Well, when did you go too far to the left or the right?
If I was to do a folk song or it's heavy metal is great. I love it. But you know, Ozzy's form of whatever the music I play, I don't consider it as being so much heavy metal as hard rock, you know.
Well, like it or not, I don't know if you're modest about this or not, but you know as well as everyone else that you and your former bandmates in Black Sabbath, you invented heavy metal. Let's just be honest.
You know, there was bands around it, influence like the Kinks with You Really Got Me, that riff thing. I mean, but I can't really get my head around that because. To say you invented something, it's like, you know, there was always, I always looked at it like this. If it made you, like, a tickle up your spine, to me, that was a good idea, you know?
Yeah, well, whether it was accidental or not, what you guys started spawned all the great hard rock bands that came after. Metallica, the guy that's opening for you on this tour, Rob Halford, of course, with Judas Priest.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden. What do you feel about, in the year 2010, when you look back and then when you look at the present, what do you feel about the state of hard rock today?
It's confusing because, you know, new metal ain't new metal. Sometimes people go, you know, I listen to some of these bands at the Ozfest and I go, we're not worthy in all this shit, you know. And then I hear them and I go, we were a bit, you Sabbath are the reason why we played. I suppose it's right because I go, well, what part of that is influenced by us, you know?
Yeah.
But then again, at the same time, I was influenced by the Beatles big time, but they never did much heavy stuff, you know. But they always had, what I took from the Beatles was they always had great melodies, you know.
So you want these young up and coming bands to see you as a colleague and an equal, and not kiss your ass so much.
As long as what I'm really proud of with the Oz Festival, the fact that I'm around still, is the fact that I'm passing the torch onto a younger generation. Whether it's like my Sabbath days or my Ozzy years. It's irrelevant. I'm just passing the torch on. And heavy metal has always had a bad cop. They always give us, oh, you're Satanists and all this crap, you know.
Not so much anymore, though. I think we've gotten past that.
But I think it's an established form of music now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Look, you're getting Grammy nominations. Any hard rock acts today, if you, say Ozzy's at home in California, you've got your own stereo cranked up, what do you listen to?
You know what? It's a very... if I start to listen to other bands, inadvertently, if I like it too much, it starts to come out in my music, you know, and not realizing what I'm doing, you know. I mean, so I don't really listen to that many new bands. If something catches my ear, I'll probably listen, but I prefer the music to turn me on when I first older music. You know, every now and again, somebody will do something that sparks me off.
Do you listen to your own stuff?
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, what I tend to do, when I get a new album out, I won't listen to it for a while, and then, because I've been working on it for a year or whatever, So, I mean, I start listening to stuff like previous albums, like what I never really took that much notice of, like Ultimate Sin, Diary of a Madman, you know.
So, now, you get this all the time, and I apologize for asking you this again, but people really want to know this. Now that Ronnie James Dio has passed, what are the chances of one last time, just for old time's sake, getting back together with the guys in Black Sabbath?
Believe it or not, there is talk going on right now. Whether it comes off, I don't know, but you know what? I never say never anymore.
That would be phenomenal, and you'd make a really nice big chunk of change right before
you
retire.
Yeah, the money's one thing, but, you know, I'm having a great time with my band right now. I've got a really good band of my own, you know. So
absolutely.
I mean, I don't really. I'm not. The money is not. Is one. You know, everybody rubs their hands together, but at the same time, if I'm not having fun doing it, then what the f*** will I do it anyway? You know.
Yes. Well, is that why Zakk Wylde isn't working with you anymore?
No.
Was it not fun anymore?
No, I mean Zach was helping me out for a long while because he'd left and he'd got his own thing going. He'd got Black Labour Society, and I was putting off the inevitable. But saying that, you know, if something was to happen now where I needed him, I could pick up the phone right now and he would be in on the next plant, and vice versa, or, you know, if he needed me for whatever. I mean, everybody's trying to make a big deal out of the fact that, like, we have fallen out because he was drinking, was he? Was, you know.
Sure.
You know what? It was nothing to that right there at all. I was just putting off the inevitable that I was thought, oh, I've got to go to these auditions and, you know, but eventually it worked out fine.
No bad blood between Ozzy Osbourne and Zakk Wylde. You heard it from Ozzy.
Not one, nothing.
And rumors about drinking and drug use, as far as Zakk Wylde is concerned, people want to know this about you. How long have you been clean and sober?
Well, I slip up now and again, but, you know, I just don't.
You do what now and again, Ozzy?
I didn't drink yesterday. I didn't drink that before, but I'm not going to stop preaching about how wonderful it's been since the 90s. I mean, you know, when I do take a drink from time to time, I say, what the f*** am I doing this for? And then somebody said to me, you know, if an alcoholic, the most unnatural thing for an alcoholic is not to drink. I was like, I suppose so. But it's like it happens, and you know, I don't really get on with those meetings that you have to go to, you know?
Yeah, as long as it's not interfering with your life. Look at Keith Richards. He's been a recreational drug user for 40 or 50 years, and he's never missed a tour, never missed an album. What's the problem?
You know what? He's lucky. Like, I'm lucky. I mean, there's a lot of people. Someone that works for me, a lady that works for me, her son went out the other day, 21, died. He died getting loaded.
Sure, you can't let it get out of control, like anything else.
Or Ozzy Osbourne's intake was. I mean, plus the fact the press tend to balloon the amount that you use to like,
sure,
out of proportion.
Sure.
But you know, I'm not going to say to you, don't drink. Go, you know, if you're having fun with it, my hat goes off to you. You know, I mean, if I could have fun with it, I'd be doing it right now. But it turned on me.
Happy birthday, by the way. You're 62, is that right?
That's right.
Are we going to see Ozzy Osbourne on stage singing No More Tears at 80 years old?
Never know. I would like to think that, but you know what? Somebody once said to me 10 years ago, where do you think you'll be in 10 years? And I said, I don't know, ask me in 10 years. I mean, as I'm getting older, the clock gets faster, you know.
Yeah, just don't do this. Just don't have an Ozzy Osbourne room in Vegas and start belting out show tunes.
No, I don't think I will. I may do the occasional Vegas show, but I wouldn't have an Ozzy Osbourne room. I very much doubt it. Plus, I mean, everybody would be deaf by the time they get to that age anyway with the volume.
Never change, Ozzy. We love you so much.
All right.
We're glad you'll be in Grand Rapids next week. Happy birthday.
Thank you
very
much. Good talking to you.